NASA's confirmation of a meteor explosion over New England with the force of 300 tons of TNT reminds us that space presents constant, largely unpredictable threats that our monitoring systems are only beginning to adequately track. This 3-foot-wide fireball fragmented 40 miles above the Massachusetts-New Hampshire border, sending sonic booms across the region that thousands of people experienced directly.
The timing is noteworthy, given ongoing discussions about space-based threats and defensive capabilities. While this meteor posed no ground impact danger, larger objects could cause significant damage if they reached populated areas. The detection and early warning systems that identified this meteor represent technological capabilities that become increasingly important as space traffic increases.
Google's proposal to release 32 million mosquitoes across 3 states initially sounds alarming, but it represents sophisticated biological pest control using genetically modified mosquitoes that produce offspring unable to survive to adulthood. This approach could dramatically reduce disease-carrying mosquito populations without chemical pesticides that affect broader ecosystems.
The regulatory approval process for releasing millions of modified organisms raises important questions about oversight and unintended consequences. While the technology shows promise for controlling malaria, Zika, and dengue fever, large-scale environmental releases require extensive testing and monitoring that may not capture long-term ecological effects.
New gene clock research that predicts biological age and death across mammal species provides insights into aging processes that could revolutionize medicine and longevity research. These genetic markers offer more accurate aging assessments than chronological age, potentially enabling earlier disease detection and more personalized treatment approaches.
The Arctic Ocean study finding that irreversible tipping points were crossed in 2009 demonstrates how environmental changes occur faster than scientific understanding can track them. When major climate systems reach irreversible states, years before researchers recognize the transition, it suggests our monitoring and prediction capabilities lag significantly behind actual environmental changes.
These scientific developments connect to broader questions about technological solutions to environmental challenges. Google's mosquito release program and advanced gene clock research represent high-tech approaches to biological problems, while Arctic tipping point research shows the limitations of technological solutions to climate change.
The space infrastructure development continues with ULA launching 29 Amazon LEO satellites, bringing their constellation to 331 total. This steady expansion of satellite networks provides global communication capabilities that support everything from internet access to weather monitoring, but also increases orbital congestion and potential collision risks.
The dual nature of space development, providing essential services while creating new risks, appears across multiple applications. Satellite constellations enable global communications, but generate space debris. Meteor detection systems protect against natural threats, but require extensive technological infrastructure. Advanced materials research enables space exploration, but often depends on rare earth elements with environmental extraction costs.
Environmental monitoring capabilities increasingly depend on space-based systems that require international cooperation to maintain effectively. When political tensions affect space cooperation, environmental research suffers, even though climate change affects all countries regardless of political relationships.
The gene clock research particularly interests me because it demonstrates how biological systems contain information that advanced AI and computational methods can now extract and interpret. These discoveries often require massive computational power and sophisticated algorithms that weren't available even a few years ago, suggesting we're entering a period of rapid biological discovery enabled by technological advancement.
The mosquito release program also illustrates how environmental solutions often require large-scale implementation to achieve meaningful impact. Releasing 32 million modified mosquitoes sounds dramatic, but mosquito populations number in the trillions globally. Effective biological control requires intervention at scales that match natural population dynamics.
These scientific developments collectively suggest that environmental and health challenges require increasingly sophisticated technological solutions implemented at enormous scales. Whether tracking meteors, controlling disease vectors, predicting aging, or monitoring climate systems, effective responses demand technological capabilities and international coordination that exceed most individual country capacities.